We got some pretty good work done. I mean, I thought the guys responded well. It was different. Y'all know Fridays, this was a different Friday. You know, some of the guys, I was thinking this morning, there are some guys that haven't had this kind of practice in pro football, but I think the vets did a good job, and I think we got a lot of work out of it. So having said that, I'll open it up.
You go back to a regular Saturday walkthrough, right? Which
yeah, tomorrow will be, we won't even have helmets. It'll be, it'll just be jerseys and shorts. And yeah. I don't, depending on the weather, it's supposed to snow, right?
Yeah.
So my guess is we'll be inside, but yeah, it'll just be a jog field. Mental practice.
What's the biggest thing you've learned as a coach, as a head coach now, from the first time around to now? What are you doing differently?
This was a little different. You know, normally in a normal setting, you take a job as a head coach. There's some time in there. It's almost like a build up. Here it was a thrust. So what I tried not to do was to change too much or to try to do too many things. You know, one of the things you do learn when you take it the first time, you think you're gonna charge in there and do everything on your own. You know, you gotta rely on a lot of other people. And we're lucky here because we have good people. I feel confident in the assistant coaches, the staff. So, I mean, obviously the equipment, training room, I'm familiar with everybody. And everything kind of went smoothly in that regard. And that's a credit to all the people in the building. And I appreciate it. So trying not to stick my hand or foot or face or brain where it really doesn't belong is probably the biggest thing.
And you're empowering other people as well, so yeah. Everyone takes ownership.
And that's the way it should be. And certainly in this business of pro football, when players, coaches, you know, staff, support staff take ownership, and you're right, you got to feed it to them, you got to give it to them. And if you can build a couple of wins in there, usually you can get it to snowball. So we're trying to work on that on Sunday.
You determined who's going to call plays on Sunday, defensive plays on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't. The biggest thing is I don't want to disrupt the apple cart very much at all, so I'll be doing that. And we'll take it, you know, game by game. But, you know, I enjoy that part of it. If it's going well, I still enjoy it when it don't go well. But I don't want that to change too much. Mike will do the offensive calling. Obviously, Tom Quinn will handle the special teams.
Spaz, I don't think anyone's asked you about why you made the schedule change back to the old-fashioned Friday and Saturday. What was it about that makes it work for you?
The best way to say that is that I think we can get a little bit more work done without. I think this part of the season, I thought our guys were fresh enough that we could do it. There was a lot of good reasons for doing it the way we did before. And some of the guys, I think there was a portion of the team that liked it that way. That's not why I did it. I'm used to this. This is when I was a head coach and I was here with Tom, when I was with Andy Reid, when I was with John Harbaugh, that's how we did. So more than anything, it's a comfort level for me. And hopefully everybody else that's involved will find it out the same way. The most important thing is, will it be productive for us on Sunday? We can't wait. We'll find out about that in a couple of days.
Spags, a lot of times when you face the Cowboys, even in season openers, it's felt weighty, like there's a lot on the line.
I think every time, yeah, yeah. I would think every time you play them. You're talking about?
Yes, this time.
Oh, you're talking about the records. No.
Your third win.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what. I haven't thought that way, Kim. It's been more about playing this game on Sunday. It happens to be Dallas. I think there's a little bit more meaning because it is Dallas. It's the Giants in Dallas. And, you know, no matter what the record is, and I'm being honest when I say this, one of the goals you're always looking for to achieve is that feeling in the locker room when you win a game. There's nothing like that. After going through a week of preparation and everybody's, you know, coaches and staff, players worn out, you work a little bit and you peak to that win. That feeling is something that we're chasing right now. And that would be really important to us. I'm sorry? Well, he hasn't played. He got a little bit of work in today. He needed to test that hand out. I haven't had a chance to talk to him since he got done, but we'll have to see right now. Not 100% sure on that.
Any concern with Sterling at this point?
He looked all right today. He looked like he went pretty good. Until I talked to Ronnie, I'm not 100% sure, but I thought he worked pretty good.
Can you take any motivation out of trying to not put the Cowboys or derail their playoffs?
We haven't really talked about that. I don't know that we need extra motivation that way. It's a football game. You know, in some ways, most people that you play in MetLife Stadium has got to be a faceless opponent. We got to go out there and do our job no matter what. So we're trying to find a way to win a football game.
Spags, I know you've had coach before, but will there be any kind of emotions or butterflies, the gut churning in the final hour before kickoff?
There'll probably be some butterflies, but they're always there. I mean, even when you're calling the defenses. I mean, that's the part, you know, that's the fun part of working in the NFL. You know, it's big, it's exciting. I remember growing up before there was ESPN and you could only get Saturday. It was NFL Films that was running highlights of the week, and that was fun to me. And you know, I just enjoy that part of it. So Sunday is always fun when you can be involved in the NFL.
Have you had any
What kind of reception?
If anyone can understand what you're going through right now, it's Jason Garrett, who took over the Cowboys as an interim in 2010. Mm. What's your experience has been like with him in the past?
Jason and I are good friends. I got a great deal of respect from somebody when I was talking to the Dallas media, whatever day it was this week, somebody had mentioned I had forgotten that Jason, and they said it was like in week 8. And so that I don't remember what the circumstances were, what the record was, but I think Jason did a pretty good job going through there. He had a full half of the season. I did when they mentioned it, I said, geez, Jason's a good friend. I wish I could get on the phone and say, you know, what are your suggestions? But I didn't really think he would give any good suggestions, so I didn't do that. But it'll be good to see him. And this is just something I've been challenged with, been blessed with, and hopefully it'll be a good thing.